a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, a lot of chat about Taylor Swift's concerts over in London at the moment with heaps of stuff coming out about it. She has finally posted up a photo of her and Travis Kelce on Instagram. Mm. The hard launch, right? Because originally the only thing that she's ever posted of him is post-Super Bowl when they were hanging out with the parents, and that was an Insta story. So there's been nothing permanent on her grid since then, right? But the photo that she posted with Travis Kelce also happened to have Prince William.
Yeah,
Prince George and Princess Charlotte as well. So people are like, this is just next level.
Aren't they a handsome crew too?
Oh my God, they're so cute. Also, Prince William's dancing to Shake It Off has gone viral because he is just a Swiftie and he is throwing those arms around and shaking it off. And
dad style.
Very cute, right? Yeah. As we know, in the VIP tents, you get a lot of different celebrities from time to time. And also at her Wembley tour was Tom Cruise, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. Terrible threesome, if you ask me, together. But Hugh Grant, also in the VIP tent. He went with his wife and their child, right? But Hugh Grant's gone viral because with the VIP tents, obviously you can see into them and people love to record what's going on there because you might get these viral moments like Prince William having a dance. Hugh Grant's eating a carrot. And that's gone viral.
Amazing.
Someone has popped up. I can't believe that Hugh Grant is eating carrots. And they spelled carrots wrong, but good on them. They've had a go at it. The thing is that makes me think, okay, did he bring his own carrot? Or do you think they have like carrot and dips there in the VIP?
Well, it depends. Is it a carrot stick or is it carrot? Is he eating a full carrot or is he eating carrot stick? Because if it's a carrot stick, then mainly I would think that it was there as part of the nibbles. If it's a full carrot, he's brought that in his pocket.
To be honest, you can't. I'm looking at it here. It looks, I can't really tell whether it is a cut stick or a small carrot.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I can't see close enough to see whether it's a, you know, I look at it, I'm like, that's a normal carrot. But then the way he eats it, I'm like, oh, no, that's a carrot stick.
Yeah, right.
I would assume that if you're a VIP in the tent, that you would get a bit more than carrot sticks. Although, personally, me, I love a carrot stick and dip. I think it's top tier on the dip board. I enjoy it. But I have been known to have mates, and one mate in particular, that used to bring her own vegetables out on a girls' night.
Really?
So she would bring a carrot in a handbag.
Amazing.
To have snacks. She, when she was a bridesmaid, bought a tomato and she was like, I'm just going to quickly eat this tomato. And
so
I'm like,
weird.
I was like, I love you. Do not eat this tomato because tomato is not a vegetable that you can eat or fruit.
It's not an apple. It's not an apple.
No. But
tomato's not an apple.
But also, tomato will make a mess.
Juicy.
And
if
you get any seed on this dress, the bride is going to kill you.
Yeah, right. What happened?
Yeah, well, she ate her tomato. But yeah, she used to take carrot sticks out to the club.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've just Googled Hugh Grant's carrot and I regret everything.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Do we have to change it to Tom, Legend and Loggy?
Yes, I think we need to.
No,
and you
we
need
don't.
To have some type of fanfare. When a hero comes along.
I should have got you to sing on the night.
I tried.
For context, so you were elevated from standard, like, you know, run-of-the-mill Hall of Famer at the Cats on Saturday night to legend status. You're the 28th legend. So I didn't realise that you were the main attraction. Because there were life members announced and Hall of Famers added, Harry Taylor, Trav Varko, Chris Scott. But then everyone was referring to, and the main attraction, Cameron Ling, later tonight. How did you feel?
How do you think I felt? As like those three that you name are getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, they're all then looking directly at me and saying some of the most wonderfully nice things I could ever hear.
God.
And everyone in the room was like looking at me and I just wanted to sink down underneath my chair.
Sorry, and I want to ask you just quickly, so Chris Scott in particular had some really lovely things to say about you and your sort of your careers, your time at Geelong overlapped, not a lot, but briefly, just for the 1 year.
Yep.
But he went so far as to say that he wouldn't be the coach he is today without having worked with you, which is huge.
Yeah, incredibly nice. Incredibly, I felt, honoured to hear those words, but also really, really embarrassed to hear that somebody who I rate that highly, and everyone rates that highly, was talking so nicely about me.
He's
so
such a hard nut and a closed book to hear him speak that way was just really, like, it was, quite... Yeah. Yeah, it was different for me,
No, it was a great night. I had such a fun night. I had a ball, I must admit. I was kind of a little bit nervous about how it was all going to go. I was worried about how my kids might behave on the night. They were superb, and the club set them up beautifully. Jed presented me with the actual medal, the Legend medal, and then Max and Henry, as you guys saw, they unveiled that... plaque picture thing that's going to go up on the wall at the club.
Yeah.
So the boys were involved. That was great fun. Heaps of old teammates there, a heap of mates there who grabbed a couple of tables, a few surprises turned up. Obviously, the two of you were there. You got to meet my mum and dad and everything
awesome.
Like that. So just a brilliant night. Quick mention of the aftermath of it all.
Yeah.
My wife did not get out of bed yesterday.
Yes, don't do.
Full stop.
Social fitness.
Yeah. Did not get out of bed during daylight hours yesterday.
Well, you know, it was her night mainly.
It was.
Because she's the one that, you know, was there for you whilst you were having your career.
That's, of course. And important female, or one of the other important females in my life, my little sister.
Mm. Yeah.
Did not get out of bed yesterday.
Wow.
Yes. Full stop.
And I may have been in bed for a lot of the day.
Were you
as
the
well.
Same too?
Yeah.
What is going on?
It's just such a big night.
Happy.
It was wonderful. We didn't see you until after the proceedings.
No, you were hiding away.
Well, our table was sort of back in the back corner of the room, and then out on the balcony, and then across and in the next stand. So we were a fair way away.
I'd also warned them about you two.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Yeah. Right.
We let out a few woos. I don't know if you could hear.
We're also quite loud clappers, you and I. So we thought we'd contribute in that way. You did make a promise to us though about your speech. Did you say the word pineapple?
No, I panicked and I couldn't work it in. And then the first thing we said to each other when we finally saw each other was, "You didn't say pineapple."
Sorry. On a night where you were lauded for being such a team player and so committed to the team and the goals and all that, you also let the team down. So
I'm
just want to
officially
know
sorry. Log, I know you're disappointed in me.
So disappointed.
You don't think of me as highly anymore.
So proud of you, Lingy, actually.
Bloody proud of you, mate.
So
well
proud.
Done.
Right.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
This is a bit of a serious sort of one. I don't know if you guys read the news. The UK's richest family has been sentenced to like 4.5-5 years in jail.
What?
All of them for underpaying their staff.
Hang on.
But normally rich people get away with stuff.
Yeah.
Well, not this lot.
Can't they just underpay the judges?
Yeah.
Maybe that was the problem.
Yeah.
So they're worth an estimated $70 billion.
Oh, just casual.
Thank you very much. And I think when they say underpaying their staff, they seriously have underpaid their staff.
That's not cool.
No, it's not. Like, they paid one person 7 Swiss francs for the week.
What?
That's the same
how
as...
How much is this?
$10
for
the week. Their argument back, though, Tommy, was, well, they're not really working because they're, like, when they sit down to watch a movie with the kids, that's not working.
Oh, so there's, like, nannies and, like, live-in staff.
Live-in, straight out of Downton Abbey type setup.
The butler.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah,
no, watching a movie with kids is work a lot of the time.
Well, yeah, you would have thought so. These guys have got, like, oodles and oodles of cash. And you go, well, Maybe that's how they become so rich.
Yes, you don't get rich by giving away money.
No, that's right.
Yeah, screw everyone. as much as you can, yeah. as hard as you can, as often as you can.
Yeah.
Across all their companies that they own or have shares in, or you know, these big conglomerates that they own little bits of that, they allegedly employ 200,000 people.
What? Wow.
And they're underpaying all of them?
Well, I don't know if they're underpaying all of them or just the ones who like intimately work in their household.
Now, I mean, I haven't seen this story and nor has Tom.
Yeah.
And it makes me think, did you get a call up from one of them saying, hey, to all the rich, my rich friends,
yes.
just worry, just watch out for this. If you've got your staff, make sure you're paying them because you don't want to end up in jail.
And were you like, Reginald, you should have come to me earlier. I have I've nailed exactly how to underpay your staff and get away with it.
Yeah. You just do the back pay at the right time and it's fine. It's all good.
You're the worst. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Need to welcome this great man.
K-Rock. The Jump with Brad Johnson. For Prestige, Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer, open 7 days.
G'day, Jono.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Good.
We're all recovered from
legendary.
A big weekend?
Yeah.
Can I just start at the top? I know you've spoken about it a little bit already or a lot this morning, as you should. Congratulations, Cameron Link, from one legend to another.
Absolutely.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you, Jono. That means a lot. Honestly, it does.
Means
appreciate
a lot
that.
To be a part of the
Thank
club
you.
Too, Cameron.
Thank you so much.
I was thinking about it on the way, and I think there's got to be a show in this because the room is separated now because there's the legend status side of the room and then there's the rest.
You should ask in the streets.
So,
yeah.
I would say take a poll. take a poll
I'm
of
happy,
the people.
I'm happy to take a poll. So two legends and the others, I think this has got a really good ring to it.
This is Lingy. Great. Jono's come out shots firing.
Look at Tommy. Tommy's thinking now. Oh, I can see him going. He's waiting to come back at me.
What's the arrangement at the Bulldogs? What's the setup? So do you go into Hall of Fame and then go up? To legend?
Yes.
He says, and where do you sit in there? Are you a legend?
I am, yes.
Wow. And you got there first. Good on you.
Of course he did.
A little bit older than the
Only a smidge.
Right.
Only
he's
a
also
smidge.
A member of the Australian Football Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah, what is
No, don't. Not onto that. This guy's
it won't be long until one seed
league.
No.
Why hasn't already happened? That seems
don't focus
like an
on
injustice.
That.
Well, they maybe need to change the time. It's 5 years at the moment you've got to wait. Maybe they need to bring that back to about three and start getting some more players through a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
Potentially.
It's been 5 years, hasn't it?
It's been
double that.
Yeah.
Nearly triple
just
that.
Just got to get Geelong to nominate him. Yeah. That's what they've got to do. Start
is that what it is?
The ling up.
Yeah,
they can
right.
do that because it's Australian football. It's not an AFL thing. It's across the nation. So, you know, the flash who got in from Sturt, I forget his surname. Sturt would have nominated him.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you know, this is a player that we think should be a part of the Australian Football Hall of Fame. So.
I've got a sternly worded email sitting in my drafts, and I just don't know who to send it to. So.
Hurry up.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.